Hello, I'm Andrew Kaunitz, professor and associate chair in the OBGYN department, University of Florida College of Medicine in Jacksonville. Today I'd like to discuss the cardiovascular safety of menopausal oral estrogen therapy, estradiol versus conjugated equine estrogens. The randomized Women's Health Initiative clinical trial and other studies have compared cardiovascular risks in menopausal hormone therapy, or HT, users versus non-users. However, little data address the comparative safety of different oral estrogen formulations used by menopausal women. Investigators at a large U.S. HMO performed a case-control study of menopausal women taking oral estradiol, or E2, or conjugated equine estrogens, or CEE. Cases were diagnosed with venous thromboembolic disease, or VTE, including pulmonary embolism, a myocardial infarction, or MI, or ischemic stroke. Controls had no history of these cardiovascular events. A serum coagulation marker known as NAPC-SR, which has been shown to predict VTE in the setting of estrogen therapy, was assessed in control women. During the 6-year study, 68 VTEs, 67 MIs, and 49 cases of stroke, as well as 201 controls, were identified. As expected, cases were more likely to have cardiovascular risk factors than controls. Among controls, women using oral estradiol had slightly more cardiovascular risk factors than those using CEE. However, age, BMI, and recency of HT initiation were similar among women using the two oral estrogens. The risk of VTE was more than twofold higher in CEE than E2 users, a difference which achieved statistical significance. The risk of MI was likewise some twofold higher in CEE users. However, this difference did not achieve statistical significance. The risk for ischemic stroke was similar in E2 and CEE users. Regarding coagulation testing, CEE users had significantly higher NAPC-SR levels, suggesting a greater tendency to clot. Although the risk of VTE appears to be higher with oral compared with transdermal estrogen, many menopausal HT users in my practice prefer oral estrogen from the perspective of convenience as well as concerns related to adherence. While E2 and CEE appear comparable in the treatment of menopausal symptoms as well as prevention of osteoporosis, a 1-month supply of E2 tablets costs $4 at some chain pharmacies, while CEE tablets cost more than $80, according to GoodRx.com. Bottom line, for menopausal women choosing to use oral estrogen formulations, E2 appears to be a sound choice from a safety as well as a price perspective. Thank you. I'm Andrew Kaunitz.